Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In Luke 18, Jesus gives us the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. In this parable, these two men went to the temple to pray. In his prayer, the Pharisee declared, quote, God, I thank you that I am not like other people or even like this tax collector. You see, the Pharisee was, as they say, full of himself. He had a very unrealistic opinion of himself. He thought very highly of himself. Now, the tax collector prayed a very different type of prayer. You see, the tax collector had no illusions about who and what he was. The tax collector was realistic. It says the tax collector stood at a distance when he prayed. Jesus said he would not even look up to heaven as he prayed. The tax collector did not even feel worthy enough to pray. The tax collector simply beat on his breast and prayed, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Yes, two men went to pray. Two men with two totally different attitudes, resulting in two totally different type of prayers. Friends, during this season of Lent, which is a season of self-evaluation, there are obvious questions we can ask ourselves in relation to this parable. First, which of these two men are we? Are we the proud, delusional Pharisee who is so full of himself he cannot see any of his own flaws? Or are we like the humble tax collector who is realistically aware of who he is? He is so realistic of who he is, so much so that he has a hard time even looking up into heaven. Are we the Pharisee who pat ourselves on the back for all the good things we do? Or are we the tax collector who uses our hands not to pat ourselves on the back, but rather to beat on our chest in humble submission in the recognition of the sins we commit? Jesus said only one of those men went home justified. I'm sure we can guess which one it was. It was the one who humbled himself. So friends, which one are we? Which one are you? Brethren, let us strive to be realistic with who we are. Amen.